Pesim Beis, Bisham Amun Ein Merchim. Towards the bottom. Tarabanan Bisham Amun. Lenimcha Adam Chefsa Lenochri can't sell his item to a Nochri. Lo Yashalenu can't lend it to him. Lo Yavenu can't lend the money. Lo Yisrael B'matana cannot give it to him as a present. El Kadesh Yagia Lebeisot. It has to be sufficient time for the before Shabbos for the non-Jew to arrive home, not to be carrying the item on Shabbos. Otherwise, he would look like he's the shliach of the Jew to carry on Shabbos. He has to arrive to the city that he's planning to travel to, but he has to get to the closest house inside of the wall. So once he's inside of the city, he's inside of the city, he's not caring anymore. He doesn't have to get to his own home. Rekiba Eimer, Kadeshiyetzim Pesach Beis. So he doesn't have to arrive anywhere, he just has to leave. He has to be given to him on Erev Shabbos with sufficient time to leave the Jew's house. And the Rambam actually says he actually has to leave. It's not enough to have enough time for him to leave, but he actually has to leave. Thereby, it shouldn't. If he leaves the Jew's house on Shabbos, that already looks like he's going somewhere for the Jew. Amr Birsa Yehuda, Hein Rebbe Kiva, Hein Di Rebbe Silo. Rebbe Kiva is not arguing Beis Hillel. Rebbe Kiva said that this is the correct version of Beis Hillel. The Tanakhama has a version of Beis Hillel saying, Achigia, the bias of Samach Lechaim. And Rebbe Kiva's version is that's not correct. That's not what Beis Hillel said. Beis Hillel said, Keshe Yetzim Pesa Besa, which is the way we have Rebbe Kiva. In the mission, in our Mishnah, we have Rebbe Hillel in our Mishnah. Libor Rebbe Kiva, Ella Lafarshi Rebbe Hillel. Rebbe Kiva has come to explain the words of Beis Hillel. As Rashi, Lo Yashilenu. Rashi says in English, both these words mean lending, Yashilenu and Yalvenu. Sheila is Dabra Chazibet, and Sheila means lending an item which you would get back that actual item. Havoz, but Dabra Nitzan Loitsa. And Havoz is lending something which is to be spent and replaced with other money, or other food, it's also Havoz, etc. Akadeshiakia. Hanochri, the Beis Hamibayim. The Beis Hamibayim says it has to arrive home before Shabbos. So, Avagav to be day Ketorach, even though he's carrying his own thing, so what's the problem? Machmir and Beis Hamibayim, the Mechla Bishlucha. Beis Hamibayim is Machmir because the people will confuse that with the idea of being they will mistakenly think it's Shlich of the Jew. And they'll have this arrive at this conclusion that you're allowed to have a goy to work for you on Shabbos and carry something on Shabbos, which is not true. No, he's doing it for you. By some of the Chama, Shalir Cheres, Shanachri Dor Sham, gets to the first house of that city. Sharei Yochel Hanichasham, because he could then, if he wants, he could leave the item there. Had the goy so chosen, he could have left the item there. If he wants to go further, that's already his own decision. He passes the Beis Hoshe, he has to leave the door. And in the Rebbe Silo, Loi Bo Rebbe Kiva Lachluk Beis Silo, Rebbe Kiva not arguing Beis Silo, Elo Lachluk Al Tano, Ben Machlut is arguing on the Tano of his generation, Shema Libet the Beis Silo, which explained, according to Beis Silo, the Beis Silo is Lachem, they say Beis Silo holds you have to arrive to a destination when it's still daylight. Not the final destination, but a somewhat of a destination, the first house of that city. Rather, Beis Hillel said that he had to leave the door by before Shabbos starts. Tana Rabbanan. This next piece, I'm not sure. I mean, you'll see that there's a loose parallel to our sugya, but I'm not sure exactly why it's here. Okay. He can only sell his chametz to the goy before Pesach in such a way that he knows that it will be consumed before Pesach. So according to Beishame, mechiras chametz doesn't really help you too much. Because otherwise you have chametz in the world on Pesach, which is in the world because the Jew was the one who sort of made it to be there in the world by the goy. So that's also. Where I recall, the more psachim, it might have been actually the raisa. Bisalomim calls manshem mutal oichloim mutal machr. I think it's because Rashi and Tosis, whether it's the raisa or not. Tosis learns that it's like the rabbanon type of svara that it looks like he's being mekayim it for you. People will think that he's holding on to it for you. Something like that. And Rashi says, because you can't have chometz in the world because of you on Pesach. It's a rabbanon, some type of an isser. Bishalah says, no, because much mutal achla, mutal machra. As long as you can still eat it, you can sell it. The more actually asked than that, because we actually hold you can sell it an hour after you can eat it. And the more it says it's mukha gesunoyim, this is going like that Tana, which holds it, we don't have that extra hour. Okay. Rabbi Huda says, Kutucha Bavli. Kutucha is a dip which is made out of a curdled milk together with pieces of bread, etc. So it's a dip. So a dip sticks around for a long time. You don't consume it right immediately. It takes a long time to consume a dip. So Chomene Kutach, Kutucha Bavli, and any type of Kutach is also the Limkur Laman Yom Kedem Pesach. In general, the responsibility to start be concerned with the lochos of Pesach, we know starts 30 days beforehand. There got to be a person who's going out of town. So if he leaves before 30 days, he's not planning. If a person is leaving town, he's not going to be back on Pesach. So he leaves 30 days before Pesach, he's not mukhiv to break his house. If he leaves within 30 days, the last 30 days before Pesach, even though he's not planning to come back, He has to be bodik, because once 3 days before Pesach comes, he's mechuyev to take care of the Pesach and Yanim and the Chol. So 30 days is the cutoff point. So where Rashi learns over there in Pesachim is that Rabbi Yehuda is going like Beishamai, and he's giving therefore he's saying, for example, so Kutach theoretically, it takes 2 months to consume, so you can't sell Kutach HaBavli. According to Bishama, you can't sell Kutucha Bavli to a goy 2 months of Raveza. That much not. In other words, 30 days, you're not machiv to be concerned about the pet that will be there on Pesach before 30 days before Pesach. But any time within the last 30 days, you'd have to, you cannot sell to him because it's going to be there on Pesach. And that'd be like Bishama. So, Rashi Kutucha Bavli, Tap Rashi, Nesim Chometz, you put pieces of Chometz in it, Kermina Be'elo Ovrin. In the parak called Elo Erim, which is the third parak in Pesachim, you don't eat it as a, sit down and eat all of it one shot. I'll eat it by use it as a dip. And a kol azim amiru takes a long time to be consumed. Shloshim yom, mishem meshchil and lidrash behelchos a Pesach kol azharas Pesach alav. Once 30 days before Pesach, you start dealing with the halachos, teaching the halachos of Pesach, which more actually learns out from the pasuk. There's a chiyuv to start learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. It's among the first parak. The more it learns out. One second. The more it learns out. One more number says 2 weeks before, and that even learns out from Pesach. 30 days before, I think the more actually says this is the Kanas Moshe Rabbeinu. But once Chazal set up, that's when the Mechiv to be concerned about the possibility of what's happening in Pesach. That's when the all of the halachas of Pesach devolve on the person. Tan Rabbanan, listen, Mozenus the thing. Akela b'chotzer, you give your animal food in the chotzer. If the animal then carries it out of the chotzer, which he's doing the chotzer, even though you have a mitzvah shrisas behemtoi, but that you didn't send it out, the animal doing work on its own is not a problem. Enis kokonle, you're not mechuyev to stop it. You don't have to be concerned with it.
Does it make a difference, your animal or somebody else's animal?
Well, kavuchomer. Even your animals will do. Right. In general, not.
Because I see
Right, so that's not, yeah, they shouldn't be doing that. You can give a goy food, you can put the food down for the goy in the chotzer. And if he then carries it out into the rishus or rabbin, whatever it is, so you're not mechiv to stop him. The cases before where you gave it to him with intention he should carry it out. So there, Basil says, as long as he gets out of the door, as long as he leaves before Shabbos, is mutter. It means if you leave on Shabbos, it'd be also. Here, the goy is leaving on Shabbos. The answer is you didn't ask him to leave. You gave it to him to eat over here. If he decides afterwards to take it out with him, so that, you know, the Jew is not mechuyev to stop him.
So is the case here, he's a guest in your house and you're giving him food?
The case was in the chotzer, so, you know.
The previous cases all seem to be some sort of commerce you were lending.
Right, so this is the case where the person's giving him, I'm just saying, selling it to him, he's giving it to him to eat, yeah. In the case before, you mean? Over here, the case over here, it's mutter. You're saying even the case before, where it's osur, yes, it's a problem because the mice of the goy is carrying out that much. Even Basil agrees that the goy is going to carry it out. You gave it. You're going to facilitate loading up on him giving it to him, that he's going to leave your house on Shabbos. That looks like the goy is carrying. That looks like the goy is carrying for you. But over here, where he gave it to him. But over there, intention was to take it. You gave it to him with intention to take it. That's a problem. Over here, he could sit down and eat it. And you gave him, there's a table there, and you said, here, have lunch. And the guy, no, I'll go somewhere else. Okay, fine, it's your business. I'm okay with this stuff. I'm okay with this piece. Right. Well, and the tzadar be also, the case which is also, is even though it's not yours. Right.
I don't think it's
an issue. It's still okay. I think so. Mor says, why did he need to say the case of the caliph and the case of the goy? We said the caliph is mutter, so we figure the goy is mutter also. Mor says, Haino hach, it's the same thing. Moratema, hi romi ole, hi la romi ole. Maybe we're only mounted by the case of the animal because the person he must feed his animal. So we permitted it. I'm not saying Brother Grobish does not need to, you don't have to feed him, so maybe we did not allow it. Kamash alone, even so, we allowed it. So Rashi Kelev, Romi Alei Lezona, your animal, you have a chiv to feed. Taisus over here says this heter is only, again, this heter is only because something where there's potential that he's going to be using it here. That's something which you know that. Right.
A week's worth of groceries.
Right, or it's only food as opposed to giving him something else, which he would, the normal thing would be to carry it. Turn around, Bonham. Lo yaskir adam kelev lenochi b'erev Shabbos. You can't rent your items to the goy on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says the case was to do work with them. If you do it on Erev Shabbos, it looks like your intention is that he should go do work with it. So you're giving him an Erev Shabbos, something to go do work with, that's a problem. The Dal V'Hei is Mutter. However, if you give it to him on the days before that, and Yom Dal or Yom Hei, it's Mutter. So Taisa says, this price clearly cannot go like Veshamai, because according to Veshamai, even if it be Dal and Hei, if the problem is, it would be also, she says, Kalim, it's a problem even if you give it to him earlier in the week. There actually is a Shita of the Balamor, which says not like that. The Balamor learns that Shisa Kelim, you only Mukhiv, the word about Shisa Kelim, if you give it to the Goy Erev Shabbos. Earlier in the week, you're not Mukhiv to do what he does with it on Shabbos. That's what every Ramban says, Chas V'Shalom, like, there's no such thing. says that this over here, it can't be. It's going to be Hillel. It doesn't hold a Shisa's Kalim. And the issue, but Erev Shabbos, it looks like you're giving it to him to do work. Or alternatively, Tosfos says it's only Kalim, which should be normal to do work with, but to give him a shirt, give him such an item as such. That would be mutter on Dal V'hei, but on Erev Shabbos it's Osir. You're renting them, and Tosfos says, so what's the Isser? According to this Pshat, he said the Isser would be, it looks like you're taking Schar Shabbos. And actually, Schar Shabbos is a problem. You can't take rent. The Goy can't pay a Jew. There's a separate issue of a Goy paying a Jew Schar for the day of Shabbos itself. Well, if he pays by week, it's Mutter. If he pays by the month, it's Mutter. If he pays by the day, it's also. So if you case, so it looks like you're renting it to him for by the day, and it's also if you give it to him right before Shabbos. So if a person has a car, halacha lemaisa, if a person has a car and he wants to rent his car to a goy, the goy can be paying him for the rent, the usage of the car, so he has a problem with Schar Shabbos. Maybe he charges by the day. The only reason why it's mutter is because the maisa, there's a heter of havlo, so we charge by the midnight period, so there's a havlo of Erev Shabbos and Shabbos together for Friday, and then there's a havlo of Shabbos and Musi Shabbos together for Saturday. Right? Would that be a problem? But Mesham is same. If you give it to Mamash on Erev Shabbos, it looks like you're being masked with him for Shabbos. That's another pshat Tosfos says in the Gemara. So the Maisa, Ramesh is a Tshuva, just on that. Ramesh is a Tshuva, is getting interest from a bank. It's not a problem of Schar Shabbos, because even though they compound it daily, it's because it's always Havlo. So Ben Echonami, in the case where you have for Shabbos, and Masi Shabbos is the first day Yom Tov, so 2 days the Raisa back to back, you have a problem that the ribbis of that 24-hour period of Shabbos from midnight. Saturday morning till midnight, Sunday morning, that 24-hour period, that ribbis is also to take. That interest is also to take, because you're getting Schar Shabbos for your money. Or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he says, is a problem, because we count both days as Kaddish. So if you have to take that value and give it away, it's stuck up, be'ilam shem, so you can't get any benefit from it. That amount of, so for people like me, it's such a problem, that the person has, large sums of money in each type of accounts, he's got to give it away with no benefit. And it comes up, possibly a few times a year.
That sounds like the effort. Sounds like you should be taking your money out.
I think Ramesh recognized in the Tshuva that that's something which is not really so practical. So he said, as long as you're not being the henna from the Schar Shabbos, it's not an osur. No, if you own one and you're having a goy, it would be the same issue. We get around to the havlo, right?
Is there a shear for havlo?
Minimal. There was discussed about the chazanim. One of the issues was chazanim. Chazanim getting a. Schar Shabbos, so either they're matzurit because he prepares beforehand a little bit, so there's a havlo mitzad that you're paying him not just for Shabbos, you're paying him for every Shabbos also. I remember when we were waiters, you have guys that you set up the tables before Shabbos, you clean up after Shabbos, you do havlo of that sort. Okay. You can't send letters with a goy on Erev Shabbos, but it's mutter. But Amru, the Mor says, Amru love of Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Amru love of Rabbi Yossi HaChosid, two versions of who it was, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen and Rabbi Yossi HaChosid. He never would have a goy carry a letter for him, because he was concerned the goy would actually then transport it on Shabbos. You'd have, you know, big stamp, you know, letter, and the goy's carrying on Shabbos. Says, I don't want that. I'm not going there. You can't send the letter with the goy on Erev Shabbos. Elam Kain kotzes ledamin, unless it's done in the form of ketzitza. So you're hiring a company to deliver it, and you're not designated they should do it on Shabbos. It's still only mutter if there is a ketzitza. So he's functioning as a contractor. He's getting paid by the job, not by the day. The Tanakam. Visham Armim Kadeshagir Lebesoy. Visham says it's only permitted even in the case of a Katsitsa, Visham seems to be saying it's still only permitted if he can get to where the letter is supposed to go to before Shabbos. The base over here meaning not his own home, but the house of the person who, that was being sent to. Bishilah says it's mutter only if it can get to the first home of that city where it's to be delivered to. One second. The Mor says, well, how like Kotzat? You told me it was mutter because there was a ksitza. So if it can get to where it's supposed to get to before Shabbos, so what do you need ksitza for? Ksitza is mutter even if it's going to be traveling on Shabbos. Like you had a Mishnah. You're giving your clothing to the Kovis Nochri before Shabbos, according to Bishilah, because it's a case of you're giving to him as an Uman. He's being paid by the job, not by the day. He's not working for you, not by the hour. He's not working as a Sekir Yom. He's paid by the job. So then the Chazal taished up when you do a season, he's paid by the job. It's called, now he took over the job, and he's working for himself to make his money, not as opposed to he's working for you directly. So that's the heter of ksitza. So that's the heter of ksitza. So what do you need? He has to arrive in the first house of that city by day. Rav Sheshi says, the price it means ibim loy kotzatz in a case where there is no ksitza. The shamer armer machigir the base of his armer machigir the base of samachuchan. If there's no ksitza, then you have to arrive mibayim. Iver Marta Resha in Mashalchin. It said before you can't be Mashaleach Igris Biad Nochri unless there was Ksitza. So that sounds like pretty unequivocal. That the only option is Ksitza, not hopefully he'll get there, you give him enough time to get there before Shabbos. Some more answers, Loikasha, Hod the Kviya Beidar Bamosa, Hodal Kviya Beidar Bamosa. Depends if there's a post office there's a post office in town or not. So if there's a post office in the town, so he has to deliver it to the post office. So if he can get to the first house of that city, it's mutter. If there's no post office, he has to deliver it to the person directly, so that here you have this fellow walking around with the Jewish letter, with it has a Jewish name on it, you know, being sent from Goldstein to Greenberg, right? Where does Mr. Goldstein live? I have to deliver, you know, so it looks like you're carrying this letter, it looks like he's carrying the letter on Shabbos for the Jew. So in that situation, the Chazal said it's only going to be mutter in the oifen of ksitza. So there he's actually, you know, he's going to keep walking around the town looking for the guy because he has no place to deliver it. See, he's doing the malacha for the Jew on Shabbos. No question, looking, he's doing the malacha for the Jew on Shabbos. So then the only heter is to do it in the oifen of ksitza where he's doing his own job. Right.
To the destination.
Right. Because now he's doing his own job. Why isn't there a Maris Ayin? There is actually, I'm not pulling it out right now, there is actually I can't pull it out. There's a Shita Halacha. It does differentiate because the fact there is an issue of this is a Jewish letter. It's more nicker that it's a Jewish. In other words, that heter of Ksitza is he takes the thing home, and he does the work, and nobody knows he's doing work, so there's no Maris Ayin issue. Right? So the person has a license plate that says Rebbe, you know, on the license plate. Or it says, this fellow in Cleveland says, Be Gesund, you know. Right? And then his daughter has a car called Four Gesund. And he has another one has Zeigesund, you know, good, you know. It's a Jewish car, you see it's a Jewish car, and it's there in the bay, you know, and the guy's working on it on Shabbos. You know, in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood, there's this goy's station, and he's working on the car on Shabbos. So there's a Maris Ayin issue. Unless, because nowadays it's always done in the form of there's a potentially it's a Maris Ayin issue. If it's not only, if the only derech is not only to do it through tzitza, it can be done either way, there's an issue of Maris Ayin. So why isn't there Maris Ayin? There's a connection, I don't remember what it is, I can't pull it out. We had an issue, you want to give a talus into the cleaners, you know, he's working on the talus and Shabbos, you know. So again, so it's nowadays they only do it in the oifen of tzitza, so it's mutter. So grashi. Lo yaskir adam kelev lasitz ben malacha b'erev Shabbos, the nearish maskira lo letzarech Shabbos. It looks like if you give it to erev Shabbos, it looks like you're giving it specifically to use for Shabbos, to do work with on Shabbos. He doesn't want him carrying it on Shabbos potentially. Keeping the kodesh like domim, once he makes up an arrangement, he's paying paid for the project. It's a contractor. Now he's doing his own business. Because the b'shamer does not accept kodesh. The filling because it's pligi. Even sees it's a problem. The holy order of mimercher mashal manoset matana. Where he's clearly doing his own business, and still it's aser. So Alam Milsa the Beisilah Hashmin and the Beloy Kotzatz, Beloy Pligi Daser. Even Beisilah agrees with the Kotzatz is aser. The Beis Shalmisha Nishalach. He has to arrive to the house of the person who was supposed to receive it, to the recipient. And Beisilah says the Beis Hatzamach L'Chaim Esoir Shenishalach Shom. The first house of the city where he was sent to. In the case with the tzitzah, so why did Beisilah say it's osur unless it gets to the first house? He said the first mutter, period. The answer is that in case there was no tzitzah. I remember Reisha Ein Mishalach and Elam Ken Kotzat. Only we said before in the Reisha, the only way to do it was through tzitzah. Now we're saying as long as it gets to the first house, it's okay. So which one is it? Some more answers that. There was a dyer, Shilton Ha'ir, that was the government, but Loi Regilim Lishlach Igris, and they would send to the house of the governor, they would send all of the mail. So, Shchicha B'mosa, it's available in the city. Mishalchin, then Beloi Kotzitz, Gereshi Agir, Lebaisa Samach Lachem. So Lamar the Bais says, Oyer Lamar the Bais Samach Lachem. So when it says that Beis Shammah has to arrive in the house where we're sent to, it means the Beis Oyer has to, and Beis Shammah says, no, as long as it gets to the first house of the city which has a Beis Oyer. So there you don't exceed, so that happened. However, that's the case where it was Loi Kotzitz. Bereshit De Mashalchem Beloi Kotzitz Klal, that which was said in the Reish says, you cannot, the only Eitz is Ksitza. Is a lokviya b'masa. There's no beidoyer. V'imlo yimseenu, itzarach le'elach acharav b'shabbos. If he doesn't find him, we'll go searching for the person. Now he's going after him to who knows where. Arriving in the city is not sufficient. Rashi is saying because you have no guarantee that the fellow's in the city. He was given a job to deliver it, so he might end up leaving the city and going to the next city, following the guy. So arrival in the city is not sufficient because you're not guaranteed he's going to just leave it there and continue on and then finish the job. Tanur Rabbanan, So we don't want to be Erev Shabbos, you can't do it. Erev Shabbos, I'm afligin b'svin apachos, I'm afligin b'svin apachos, I'm afligin b'svin apachos, you must leave in a ship sometime before the last 3 days of the week. So starting already Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday, so you cannot leave the trip on the ship must start before that.
Now, how long a trip is this?
We're talking about something which will continue, where he's continuing on Shabbos.
Okay, so if you just had a day trip,
that's the word the price is going to say is mutter.
So it's a trip that takes 7 days, you're going to be on the ship?
You have to be on the ship on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, no matter what.
Right. Right. Now in the case over here was that the Jew what's the Isser? So the big machlok is Rishon over here. What is the Isser? The Rif says the Isser is Arnik Shabbos. First day on a trip, so the lashon mafligim. Mafligim means you go out, to be maflig is to go out the long distance. You know. So there's an Arnik Shabbos issue. So the first 3 days, it takes 3 days to get used to the movement of the ship. So therefore, if he leaves on a Thursday, he's going to be stick to his stomach on Shabbos. So yechiyav also Arnik Shabbos is give yourself a few days to get used to the movement of the ship. That's when comes Shabbos, he won't do Arnik Shabbos. Taisa says over here the Isser is the Chazal asked swimming. So they also once they asked swimming, they asked going on a raft or going on a boat because it's all within the idea of all the Xer was a person will have some type of he will make this type of a preserver to allow him to learn how to swim. So they said anything, but you're out there on the water, it's a problem. So I said, that's the Isser. Some Rishonim said, this is Tchum. You start at this point, and then you continue further. So at the beginning of Shabbos, you're at point X, and then you continue further on Shabbos, you will be leaving your Tchum on Shabbos. So you can't set yourself up in a situation that you're going to be going outside of the Tchum. Taisus points out that it's Tchum issue, Tchum, the more comes out in Erev, and Tchum starts, counts from the floor of the water, not from the surface of the water. And if you're above 10 Tfachim, there's no din of Tchum. So if you're traveling on a river, a shallow type of a river, you have that, but it's an issue. If you're going out into the ocean, there's no there'd be no problem with Tchum. So Taisus says you can't say a Pshat like that. Some say it looks like the case was the Goy was driving it, so you leave with it looks like the goy is doing the malachas that he does, which are derisas. He's doing them for you if you do it right earlier in the week. And the last shot is that there's going to be once you're there, there's going to be certain also the danger of the pikuach nefesh. You're going to be doing malachas on Shabbos potentially. So you can't put yourself into I think the Balam Mor says you can't be machlish yourself in the situation of awareness when the awareness of the situation is there immediately in front of you. Now it says, however,
so you'd be allowed to go onto a ship
if a person has
on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
right,
knowing that you're going to
potentially have to do things, right, correct,
it's a dangerous situation.
But
so you're allowed to do that.
Right. However, Medra Mamurim says the Dvar Rishus, Abel Dvar Mitzvah is Shaper Dami. And Al Halach actually says going for Pernos is called a Dvar Mitzvah. It's brought down the Siman Rishman Ches. So, but the Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter to go even early, later in the week. You have to arrange with the Goy that come Shabbos they should stop. Even though Vayner Shabbos, even though he's not going to stop, but you have to arrange with him that he's going to stop, and then whatever he does afterwards is his business. Dibir Rebbe, Shimon, you didn't do that. Once you have a heter to go, you go, and whatever the goy does, he does afterwards. Umitzor leTzidon, to go from Tzor to Tzidon, a field of Shabbos is mutter. They would travel from the city of Tzor to the city of Tzidon, the two places on the coast. From I can't tell exactly where they were on the coast. The distance was not far. They were it was you're allowed to leave in Erev Shabbos. See Rashi. Finish up over here a little bit more Gemara. Mafligin, mafrishim and yabosha liyam. That means going out to sea. You're leaving from. It's not like going on a river. Shaloshan haflogus swina al shem shemaflig atzman yishiv. He's going far away from the settled places. Ben Yaakov shemati beirvin shem tiyasa shaliyam is nikra pilgus. Vafaloshan laz. It's called pilgus. So that's the loshan being mafling, going out to the emtsa hayam. Paisik on anochi amanas lishpris. Mean the sarach lishpris. You arrange with him that he should stop, even though he ends up not stopping. You don't have to actually enforce it. So the Tzidon ain el mehalach yarm. It's a distance which takes a day to travel, at most. Erev Shabbos hayisham yemashuk, and there actually was a market which took place in one of them, and they used to travel. Can we remember Pesachim Machmas Shenoga? The more discusses. That there was a minig, the case where the tagarim of ones of the city of Tzor would not go to the market on Friday, else they want to be makar on themselves. They don't want to take a chance of maybe getting stuck there and coming back late for Shabbos. Was it incumbent upon their children? They felt that they had a need for it. They wanted to be matar. Is the makam shenogel? That's the name of the parak. Is the minig of the father incumbent upon the child? And that was a discussion over there. So you see, it was something which you could really travel both there and back on Erev Shabbos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, in Tzorin Ala Yerush Shal Nochim Pochus Mikam Yomim Karim Shabbos, you can't start a siege of on a non-Jewish city. You must start it more than 3 days before Shabbos. You can't start with less than 3 days left. But once you start, and you don't interrupt, and even though you have to do malachas and Shabbos, it's motor. I'd read it to I feel it by Shabbos. So you bring down the walls, so you capture the city, even though you have to fight on Shabbos. Okay. So Amr Rishim Gamliel, Noigan Hoyu Beis Abba, that they would give Kli Lov in 3 days in. Tanya Amr Sada, Kahoyu Min Hoggish Beis Gamliel, Shay Noisim Kli Lov in the Kabbis Gamyam Kadim Shabbos. They would give white clothing. They would give in 3 days beforehand. But tzvuim for Erev Shabbos. They would give in colored clothing Erev Shabbos because it doesn't take that long to wash. When they ran lamadnu shal labonim kashim lekaps and yosim in tzvuim. Obviously, we understand from that it's more difficult to wash white clothing. More to the baya, habi yoyv le how mona the tzviyah lekatsu. He was the buyer was giving this some clothing, colored clothing to the katzers, is the washerman. Amalei kamavisa iluya. How much do you want for it? I'm like get a chivra. I charge the same price I charge for the whites. That's what I charge for the color. So amalei kar kadmucha kadmucha rabbanan. The chum already taught me beforehand that that's not true. You're overcharging. If you charge them the same price for the color as you charge for the whites. I know that you don't need that much work, so it's not your overcharge. Amar baya haimanda yoiv mana lekatsu. Now this is a piece of business advice. If you're giving clothing into the washerman to wash, wash it. B'moshka nosiv lei, b'moshka nishkum lei. You should measure it when you give it to him, you should measure it when you get it back. Because the tfei, if it's larger than it was before, after the demaske, he's damaged the item, he stretched it too much, and you will charge him for that. The botzer, if it's too short, after the he damaged you, the kavse, the water caused it to shrink. So again, so you should be, piece of advice, you should be aware of the damage being done to the items. So Karashi. It's important to know this in regards to how much you pay the washerman, the katsu, the kaibis. Common brisa will give the schar kibis. How much do you want to charge for the cost of the work? So he said the same price. because al tora shel labanim kashim lekazan yesim and tzuvim. It's not true. It takes more work to wash whites than colored. Limshakei yim dedenu benisin also bechazios. You should measure it and upon delivery and upon receipt. The kav say he shortened it beroyskin with the hot water that he used to wash. He caused it to shrink. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Shaman Elu Elu Shatayanin. So we said you can put the curse face abad. Maishno kulu the gozu hu beishamai. Maishno curse face abad. Yigule gazu the gozu. Why do the other ones they ask and this one they don't answer? Either because of Shvisa Kalim or because of Zayim HaKam Duhun on Shabbos. So however you understand the answer is. Why are these mutter? Where it says, Hanach yavadu b'Shabbos. The other cases, if you do them on Shabbos, Mechayev Chathas. There would be a chiyuv chatas. Therefore, gozer hu beis shamai. Erev Shabbos im chashech. He asked to do it on Erev Shabbos unless it's going to be completed before Shabbos. Karis beis abad. Vigulei gas. The avod hu beis Shabbos. Loi mechayiv chatas. But these cases where even if we do it on Shabbos, it would not be a chiyuv the raisa for doing them. Like also, they weren't gozer Erev Shabbos. That you must complete it before Shabbos. Versus Mantani, the community of Osim and Mela Shepherd Dami. So you're saying that the logical Rashi said in the Mishnah was that it's flowing out anyway. And while this is doing,
it's like you already chopped it up.
Right, so the Malach and the Derisa was already done. And now it's just completing the process of letting it flow out, etc. It's Osim and Mela, it's coming on its own. Who said that's mutter? Shepherd, that's okay. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said it's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana who voices that opinion is Rabbi Shmuel. Itnan Hashum is garlic. Baiser is small grapes. They haven't not fully grown. So they would press those grapes. In other words, they'd pick them early and they'd use it as for some type of a. It had more of a sharper flavor, pungent flavor. So it was used as a dip to with meat. It's spicer. Bamalilas. Was also they would use it. It was Rashi says it was. If you have kernels that didn't grow fully on the stalk, they would press them and use the liquid as a dip. You did the crushing process before, or chopping. You ground it up in such a way that now the liquid's flowing out. And Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to let it sit there and continue to flow out afterwards. You can put. You're allowed to leave them with, and then you put a weight in and have it press out. So you're allowed to have this weight pressing on it and pushing it out on Shabbos, and it's coming by itself, and that's motu. Okay, Tosis is going to say, where do you see in Rabbi Shmuel if you actually would press it on Shabbos that it's okay? He says you're allowed to have it flow on Erev Shabbos, let it continue to flow in from Erev Shabbos. Mechibah says, lo yigmor, you can't even do that. So that's the problem. Where do you see in Rabbi Shmuel that that would be the source of that? Even if you do it on Shabbos, it was going to be mutter. So Tosha says yigmor means that you know you're allowed to let it flow, but you're allowed to eat it. And we know that if it's in a mashin sezavu, you can't eat normally. He says why? Because mashin sezavu, because you allow you to eat the you drink the liquid, use the liquid. So we're afraid you might squeeze it on Shabbos. Well, apparently, if he's allowing the drink over here, apparently means it's okay. Even if you would squeeze it on Shabbos, it'd be okay. Otherwise, you wouldn't be an exeris mashkin shazavu. So that's the indication of the fact that Tosfos learns that Rav Shmuel holds, even if you would actually do it on Shabbos, it would not be a derais. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's for next week.